At the pantry counter, Plymouth resident Joel Hartz looks over the makings of his Thanksgiving dinner. A cardboard box full of peppers, potatoes, onions, a turkey.
I never thought I'd ever stand in this shoe.
Hartz aims his cane at the medical boot on his recently fractured foot, and then, in case I don't get the double meaning, gestures around the inside of the food pantry.
I never ever thought I'd be standing here. This is normally speaking, I'm a business person, and I participate in the community. Never thought I would be here. I got two small kids.
But following a recent accident, the single father found himself out of work, out of money, and running out of food.
I'm a banker by trade. I wear a suit most of the time, but I grew up, my dad's a builder, so I'm very handy. And so I'm up on the roof, getting ready for winter. Boom. And all of a sudden, it's over.
Food pantry interim manager Donna Gorton says she hears stories like this all the time.
Our numbers grow every month. They grow.
Even so, Gorton says she knows plenty of people in the community still going hungry, who know about the food pantry, but for various reasons, won't make use of it.
There's more than what we think there is, yes.
Jody Porter from Plymouth says it's a hard line to cross.
At first, it was like you look around and you think, oh my God, are they really judging me because I'm having a hard time? I'm driving a nice car and I'm wearing rather good, clean clothes. Do they think that I don't have a problem or an issue, you know?
Porter's been making weekly use of the pantry for 2 years now and still finds it hard to come.
It's either the embarrassment or the need. And then when you go without, then you realize I can't let my pride get in the way.
But it's not just pride that keeps some people away, Donna Gorton says, and leads me outside. On a little patch of road down the hill behind the pantry, there's a man who lives in a van.
He actually made some steps over here to get down. It's right down.
Gorton believes the man made the steps so he wouldn't slip on his way back down the hill from the pantry, and thinks he ran into trouble getting food from prior pantry management because he lacked an address.
So certainly, if you can make contact with him, you let him know management has changed and he is welcomed.
I head down to the van to deliver Gorton's message, but the man's not there. I think about leaving a note under the windshield wiper, but that doesn't seem right. I'll have to come back tomorrow or the next day to let him know that the stairs he made are still good, and that if he's hungry, he's welcome at the pantry. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.